Welcome in. Today we're building a Roughneck Jungle Drum Bus in Ableton Live 12, and I want you to hear this the right way. This is not just mixing. In drum and bass, your drum bus's composition, it decides whether your loop feels like a static pattern or like a living, rolling, aggressive drum performance that evolves every 8 or 16 bars. We'll do it beginner-friendly, stock devices only, and we'll finish with a simple 64-bar arrangement that feels DJ-ready and actually moves. All right. Let's set the foundation. First, project setup. Put your tempo somewhere between 168 and 174. I'll pick 172 BPM because it's a sweet spot for modern jungle and rollers. Time signature is 4/4. Now grab your break loop, a minish, think, hot pants, whatever you've got. Drop it on an audio track and name it break. For warping, start with beats mode. Beats mode keeps transients sharp, which is basically the whole point of breaks. Set preserve to transients and start the envelope around 60 to 80. Quick coaching moment: if the break feels late, loose, or it's flaming against your program snare later, do not reach for compression first. Fix the timing first. Nudge the clip start a few milliseconds, or adjust warp markers so the main snare in the break lands exactly on beats 2 and 4. Micro timing beats more plugins every single time. Optional beginner move, and honestly, it's super powerful. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, Slicing by Transients. Ableton will turn the break into a drum rack so you can rearrange hits without beating an editing wizard. Now we're going to add the clean punch underneath. Create a MIDI track named Kick. Load a drum rack. Choose a clean, short, punchy kick. Keep it simple. Put a kick on beat 1. If you want a bit of ghost energy, add an extra kick just before the snare sometimes, like around 1.3 or 1.4 depending on your grid. Taste is everything here. You're not trying to turn it into techno. You're just giving the break a spine. Next, create another MIDI track named Snare. Choose a snare with a crisp transient and some body. Put it on beats 2 and 4. This is the anchor. In most Roughneck jungle, snare transient is priority number 1, kick transient is priority number 2, and the break is texture and motion. Here's a practical check I want you to do later. Mute the break. If your kick and snare alone still hit like a tune, you're winning. Then when you bring the break back, it animates the groove instead of replacing it. Cool. Now route everything into a drum bus. Select break, kick, and snare and group them. Command or Control G. Name the group drum bus. This group is your control room. You're going to shape everything here so it feels like one aggressive instrument. Before we process anything, gain staging. This matters a lot for beginners because it's where most why does it sound worse problems come from. Pull the track gains down so the drum bus peaks around -10 to -60 BFS before any processing. Give yourself headroom. If you slam the chain immediately, you'll just flatten your snap and you'll start chasing your tail with settings. Now let's build the stock device chain on the drum bus. The order is EQ8, then drum bus, then blue compressor, then saturator, then limiter. Start with EQ8. We're cleaning up and focusing, not sterilizing. Add a high pass, 24 dB per octave, around 25 to 35 Hz. That's rumble you don't need. Then check the 200 to 350 range. If it's boxy or muddy, do a small dip, like -2 to -4 dB. And if your break is stabbing your ears, a tiny dip around 3 to 6K can help. Teacher note: don't over-EQ jungle. The grit is part of the emotion. We just want to remove the stuff that steals headroom or makes the drop feel cloudy. Next up, drum bus. This is your rough button. Start drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch at 0 to 10. Carefully, because it can get fizzy fast. Boom, use it lightly. 0 to 10. And often closer to 0 in drum and bass because you want the actual bass line to own the true sub. Transient, though, this is big. Push transient somewhere like +5 to +20 to bring the attack forward. And adjust DAP until your cymbals stop feeling painfully bright. If your break loses snap, transient goes up. If everything starts sounding like clicky plastic, transient comes down. Simple. Now glue compressor. This is where the drums start moving as one. Set attack to 3 milliseconds so the initial smack still gets through. Release on auto is a great starting point at this tempo. Ratio 2:1 for controlled glue, or 4:1 if you want it harder. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. That's it. If you're pinning it at 6 dB constantly, you're probably shrinking your snare. And turn on soft clip if peaks are getting spicy. It can help tame those jungle spikes without you having to crush everything. Next, saturator for controlled dirt and density. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip. If it starts getting harsh, use the color controls to gently tilt the top end down. The goal here is a louder feeling, not just louder meters. Then limiter at the end. This is a safety net, not your loudness plan. If the limiter is working hard all the time, back off the gain earlier in the chain. One more super practical workflow tip. Put a utility at the end of the drum bus after everything, and use it as your macro volume knob while you arrange. That way you don't start mixing by changing compressor thresholds every time you add a layer. Keep your decisions consistent. Now we're going to add the classic jungle parallel crush. This is where you get that urgency and aggression without murdering your transients. Create a return track and name it a crush. On that return, put a saturator first. Drive it hard, like 6 to 12 dB, with soft clip on. Then a glue compressor set to smash. Ratio 10:1, attack 0.3 milliseconds, release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. You want it clamped and rude. After that, EQ8, high pass somewhere around 120 to 200 HC so the crush doesn't fight your kick and your future sub bass. This is important. We want gritty tops and mid punch, not a muddy low-end pile-up. Now send your drum bus to a crush. Start low, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB on the send, and bring it up until you feel thickness and speed. Then stop. The rule with parallel is, if you clearly hear it as a separate layer, it's probably too loud. You want oh wow, it hits harder, not oh there's the distorted bus. Alright, groove. Deed and B groove is micro timing plus dynamics. If you want the fast route, open the groove pool, try a subtle swing 16 groove, and apply it at about 10 to 20% strength to the break and hats. Not always to the kick and snare. Often you want the kick and snare to stay as the grid anchor, while the break does the dancing. If you want the manual route, add ghost notes. Quiet snare ghosts just before the main snare, very low velocity, and maybe a tiny kick ghost now and then to push momentum. And here's a pro feeling detail that's still beginner friendly. Don't make all ghost notes the same velocity. Make little velocity waves. For example, over one bar, your ghost snare velocities could go 35, then 25, then 40, then 20. It creates motion without changing the rhythm. Now let's turn the loop into an arrangement. We're aiming for 64 bars, classic jungle flow. Bars 1 through 17, intro. Keep it DJ friendly. Use break only, and filter it. Put an auto filter on the drum bus, low pass. Start the cutoff around 2 to 4 kHz and gradually open it up to around 18 or 20 kHz by bar 17. This is that system warming up feeling. Keep your kick and snare out for now so the drop feels like an event. Bars 17 through 33. Drop 1. Bring in your kick and snare layer. Bring up the crush send slightly. Not a ton, just enough to make the drop feel like it steps forward. At the end of this phrase, we need a fill. Bar 32 is your moment. Here's a super jungle fill that always works. Mute the kick for the last half bar. Let the break do a quick chop or stutter, and add a snare flam, meaning two snare hits close together. Even if you do it super simply, it tells the listener, new section incoming. Bars 33 through 49. Variation. This is where a lot of beginner tracks die, because they keep the exact same loop and just hope the bass carries it. Jungle expects edits. So do one of these. Swap to a different break slice pattern for 4 to 8 bars, or mute the break for 1 bar and let kick and snare punch alone for impact. You can also automate drum bus drive up by 2 to 3% for a tiny lift. Subtle changes read as energy shifts when the groove is strong. Bars 49 through 65, drop 2. This is your bigger, meaner version. Add extra ghost snares, or a hat layer. Increase the crush send a touch, and if the track continues, add another fill into bar 65. Now let's talk about automation, because this is the secret sauce that makes a simple drum setup feel pro. Pick one or two things and automate them repeatedly. Auto filter cutoff is great for transitions. Reverb send on the snare is great at the end of phrases, making the snare feel like it throws into the next section. The crush send is an amazing energy knob, more in drops, less in breakdowns. And tiny drum bus drive changes can create an energy curve without sounding like you changed the entire drum kit. Think of automation as writing energy, not just changing settings. Here are common mistakes to avoid as you go. If you overcompress the drum bus, your snares will get small and papery. Back off the glue. If your drums have too much sub, your bass line won't have room later. High pass the crush return and don't rely on boom. If your break is too loud compared to kick and snare, the drop feels messy. Remember the priority rule. snare leads, kick supports, break animates. Also, if there's no variation every 8 or 16 bars, it won't feel like jungle. Add fills, chops, mutes, little reverses, micro mutes. Micro mutes are a cheat code. Muting the break for an eighth note every 4 bars can become your signature breathing pattern. Now a couple sound design extras, stock only, that you can use if you want more weight without losing control. If you want snare width without washing it out, make a return track called B snare space. Put a short reverb on it, something like 0.4 to 0.9 seconds, and low cut it up to around 300 Hz. After the reverb, put utility and set width to 140 to 170%. Optional. Put a gate after it to clamp the tail, which gives a tight, dark jungle room. Send only the snare to it, and maybe a tiny touch of break if you want glue. If you want aggressive top-end grit without ruining your low end, distort the break, not the kick. Put saturator directly on the break track, drive it harder than you think, then put a Q8 after it and high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. Now your break gets rude and exciting, but your kick and snare stay solid. Alright. Quick mini practice plan to lock this in. Build a 16-bar drum loop using one break loop, one kick, and one snare. Create your drum bus chain. EQ8. Drum bus. Blue. Saturator. Limiter. Add the crush return and blend it in. Then arrange 32 bars. 8 bars filtered intro. 16 bars drop. 8 bars variation with a fill at the end. Then bounce a quick drums-only export and listen quietly. Low volume is your truth serum. Ask yourself. Does the snare still lead? Does it roll without feeling cluttered? If the snare disappears on low volume, it often needs more body in that roughly 180 Hz to 2 kHz range, or it's getting oversaturated or overlimited. Recap so you leave with a clear mental checklist. Your drum bus is where jungle becomes roughneck, glue, transient shaping, tasteful distortion. Parallel crush gives you aggression without destroying the initial hits. Arrange in 8 and 16 bar phrases with edits, fills, mutes, and a little automation. And keep the kick and snare as the anchor while the break provides character and movement. This audio version is shortened for playback.